This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. Bernard Herrmann wrote music for over 100 films, including classics like Citizen Kane, Psycho, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and Taxi Driver. But his favorite of all of them was his score for Alfred Hitchcock's 1958 thriller Vertigo, which starred James Stewart and Kim Novak, and which was set right here in San Francisco. Its initial release received lukewarm reviews, but by 2012 it had knocked Citizen Kane off the top of the British Film Institute's survey of the greatest films ever made. It's the dark tale of a man obsessed with overcoming his demons and retrieving his past, even if it kills him, or the woman he thinks he loves. Stewart plays a San Francisco detective named Scotty Ferguson, who retires from the force after an attack of vertigo keeps him from saving a colleague from falling to his death during a rooftop chase. A friend of Scotty's asks him to shadow his wife, Madeline, who thinks she is the reincarnation of Carlotta Valdez, who is a tragic figure from the days of old California. Carlotta went mad and killed herself, and when Madeline jumps to her death from the bell tower at Mission San Juan Bautista, Scotty blames himself. His vertigo kept him from pursuing her up the stairs and holding her back. But then, Scotty meets Judy Barton, who bears an uncanny resemblance to Madeline. Pretty soon, Scotty is buying her clothes like the ones Madeline wore, getting her to dye her hair to the same shade as Madeline and wear it in Madeline's style. But the twist is that Judy is Madeline, or at least she's the woman who posed as Madeline so that Scotty's friend, Madeline's husband, could kill her and then throw her body off the bell tower to make it look like suicide. But Judy makes a mistake that blows her cover, and Scotty pieces the plot together. He forces her to drive back to San Juan Bautista, where he struggles against his fear of heights to drag her up the bell tower stairs to the top. It's nighttime, though, and when a nun steps out of the shadows, Judy sees only a dark, shadowy figure and runs, falling from the bell platform to her death. Scotty is shocked out of his vertigo, but having reclaimed his life, he can only look down at all he has lost. Herrmann's music is the perfect complement to Hitchcock's direction as it reaches down into Scotty's psyche. Under the opening credits, a series of spherical figures spirals relentlessly, one morphing into another against a background of shifting, lurid colors. Herrmann's music matches these visuals with a repeating figure in the strings circling round and round, punctuated with chimes and celesta and outbursts of brass. The tempo broadens and the music takes on a romantically dreamy quality. But the atmosphere is foreboding, and the themes that Herrmann introduces in the rooftop chase scene recur throughout the film. Swirling figures portray the pursuit, with the Bay Bridge and the foghorns providing a visual and aural backdrop. After Madeline has jumped to her death, Scotty is haunted by nightmares. We see the cemetery at Mission Dolores, a painting of Carlotta Valdez, then a zoom in to Carlotta's bouquet, which comes to life in a Latin-flavored dance. The flowers take on grotesque shapes and swirl in a motion that pulls Scotty in as he falls down a long tunnel. Winds and brass scream in terror as Scotty sees himself falling. And he wakes to a grinding note in the low strings. It's the same note we heard as we saw Madeline's lifeless body atop the tiled roof of the old church. Vertigo also contains one of the greatest entirely suggested love scenes ever filmed. Scotty has spared no expense on Judy's makeover, essentially turning her into Madeline. Back at Judy's apartment, Scotty sees the woman he lost standing before him in a ghostly haze. They embrace, and we follow their kiss, starting over her shoulder and then circling them as the violins play a lovesick theme that yearns for completion. When he was filming this scene, Hitchcock told Herman, "We'll just have the camera and you." But the music grows increasingly prominent, straining and pulling and pushing as it finally swells towards a climax. And as the camera completes its circle, the music bursts from minor into major mode. And then, the screen goes black. The great director Martin Scorsese wrote this about Herman's score to Vertigo. "Hitchcock's film is about obsession, which means that it's about circling back to the same moment again and again. And the music is also built around spirals and circles, fulfillment and despair. Herman really understood what Hitchcock was going for. He wanted to penetrate to the heart of the obsession." End quote. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.